96.5.
Delaney hanging out with you as we head into yet another weekend in June. Isn't June the big month for marriages, brides, and all that sort of stuff? It seems like the other day I was blown by a bride store and I saw it looked like a traffic jam. I thought, what are they giving away, gowns? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, June is a big month for marriages. So maybe some people are picking up their gowns or whatever. But it's not about picking up gowns on this show. No, 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 no. There are a lot of things that we're going to get to, and that's not going to be one of them. We will get to some celebrity gossip. Occasionally, we lighten the load. And I know you're just so dying to hear about the latest with Brangelina and all that sort of stuff. But we can't completely ignore it, right? Every once in a while, we have to mention it. Plus, we have sports shorts. What happened with the Magic and the Los Angeles Lakers? It came down to a nail-biter, went into overtime, and I'll tell you who won coming up a little bit later in the show as well. Now, if you were listening to the first hour of America tonight, you might already know the answer to that question. Plus, there's some movies coming out this weekend. Everybody knows I'm a huge movie hound, and the taking of Pelham 123 is probably the biggest movie, so we'll give you a preview of that. Denzel Washington stars in it along with John Travolta and a few other people that you might recognize. But there's a handful of other movies as well. A lot of the big blockbusters are still out there. That animated film Up keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Angels and Demons is kind of holding its own. It's not as big as The Da Vinci Code, but it's absolutely reaped its money back, especially with the international big release of that movie. And, you know, the few of the movies that have been released in the last 6-7 weeks, the Star Trek movie will continue to get some money coming in. It seems anymore, it's really that first 3 weeks when a movie comes out. And it's almost because I think we know, hey, this movie is probably going to eventually end up in the dollar place, right? Or we're too busy and we'll just wait for the movie to come out on DVD because you get Netflix or you run to Blockbuster or one of those things, right? So we kind of procrastinate knowing that we can go see it. And maybe there's something to hearing too much about a movie, then your expectations are too high. Like the technical director of the show, Matt Johnson, and I both agree, there was a ton of buzz over Mickey Rourke. Oh, Mickey Rourke, what a comeback. What a comeback for Mickey Rourke in the movie The Wrestler, and he's up for an Academy Award. What a great performance. And Marissa Tomei, who won an Academy Award for My Cousin Vinny, she's in the movie, and it's unbelievable. And there was so much conversation about it that I don't know what I thought I was going to see when I saw it, but it was a solid movie. It was decent, but it was not what I expected. And I think it's because there was too much conversation about it. I'd heard too much about it before I went in. All right, you know how I feel about my crazy list, right? Kim Jong-il is on the list. I mean, this is a layup because I think most people would agree with me. Kim Jong-il, also Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also would be on that list. You know, the maniac running Iran who swears there's no Holocaust, just denies it. I don't know how Benjamin Netanyahu keeps a straight face when even hearing about Iran as long as he's in power. But the Iranians have a chance to boot him out if they want to. The problem is he does have some backup. So they started voting Friday in this presidential election, and it puts the hardline president, Ahmadinejad, against a pro-reform candidate who's much more open to improving relations with Washington. And it's a pretty rowdy campaign that's been happening in Iran. There's been lots of demonstrations and that kind of stuff. There have been a lot of dueling rallies. So Ahmadinejad still has the people backing him, a lot of people. But his main challenger, Hosseini Mousavi, has a ton of support as well. He threw a rally and he drew tens of thousands of people into the streets of Tehran. So how will they vote? Well, we'll see. Unlike in this country, where sadly not enough people vote, in Iran, yeah, everybody turns out for this. They've got 45,000 polling stations around the country that flew open, and from what I'm told, I just got an email from somebody, pretty packed. So there's a little bit of tension, of course, because of the back and forth between these two very different people, obviously, Ahmadinejad and the challenger, the main challenger. But it could be a changing of the guard, and that might be a good thing for relations, certainly with the United States and others. Swine flu is now officially a pandemic. Are you worried? First time in 41 years. Over 30,000 cases. Anybody listening to me at all know anybody who even had the symptoms of swine flu? And speaking of swine flu, healthcare in this country, sadly, is in a shambles. So Barack Obama, President Obama, and some others are pushing this agenda forward. And when I say this agenda, the agenda to change healthcare. Here's what the president had to say today.
Even for those who have health insurance, rising premiums are straining family budgets to the breaking point. Premiums that have doubled over the last 9 years and have grown at a rate three times faster than wages. And all it takes is a single illness to wipe out a lifetime of savings. Now, employers aren't faring any better. The cost of health care has helped leave big corporations like GM and Chrysler at a competitive disadvantage with their foreign counterparts. For small businesses, it's even worse. One month, they're forced to cut back on health care benefits. The next month, they've got to drop coverage. The month after that, they have no choice but to start laying off workers. For the government, the growing cost of Medicare and Medicaid is the biggest threat to our federal deficit. Bigger than Social Security, bigger than all the investments that we've made so far. So if you're worried about spending and you're worried about deficits, you need to be worried about the cost of health care. We have the most expensive health care system in the world, bar none. We spend almost 50% more per person on health care than the next most expensive nation. 50% more.
Yeah, how is that possible? It still is incredible when you think of the situation that we're in the United States and compare it to some other nations. You know, again, something has to be done with health care to completely revamp it, radicalize it, and make it across the board almost like socialized medicine. And I'm not so hip to that, but there's got to be some alternative, something that makes it available to every single person in the United States. Well, the FDA did it. We were talking about on the show the other night, and I was surprised that much more wasn't made of this, but the Senate did strike the big-time historic blow against you smokers in the United States. How do you feel about that? Voting overwhelmingly to give the people who regulate it, meaning the FDA, massive power, I think, to limit nicotine in the cigarettes that kill about 500,000 people a year. So I think you're going to see a big change in cigarettes. And what about those ads? Surprised the cigarette companies haven't really come out swinging on this. I guess they're trying to lay in the weeds at this point. We'll talk about that with all of you. Slammin' Sammy in Montreal. He's hanging on the line for us. We'll go to you and anybody else. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Virginity, but about marriage. That seems to be the question that keeps tripping up these Miss Californians. The previous Miss California, Carrie Prejean, was bounced just the other day. Now you've got a new Miss California who said marriage is between a man and a woman. Here we go again. Sure to enrage some in the home state. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Got a flood of email. Thanks. I appreciate it. I promise you I go through it. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. I was just talking about Iran and the Iranians voting on Ahmadinejad, whether or not to reelect him. If they don't, supposedly the guy who could beat him is much more progressive and open to conversations with other nations, including the United States. Is he better than Ahmadinejad? I know only a little bit about him and what I've been able to find out. And he's professing that, and so it seems. But who could be worse than Ahmadinejad? I said it before, a guy who flat out denies the Holocaust. How can you deny the Holocaust? Has anyone been to the concentration camps? Or have you been to that museum where we just had that awful shooting the other day? You have to be an idiot, a moron. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not made up. We have evidence of it. Please, give me a break. Hey, I'm going to tell you about New York City gassing 2,000 geese, or they're getting ready to, because they're tired of worrying about airplanes going down near LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can chime in on the FDA. They say now the FDA is going to have the ultimate power over cigarette smoking. If you are addicted to nicotine, you might run out and I shouldn't say this. I was going to say run out and get yourself some more cigarettes because the cigarettes are going to change big time. I have a feeling that well, first of all, they're going to probably take some of the nicotine out of it. Certainly the ads are going to be cut back. I'm just wondering how the cigarette companies are feeling about it. Sam is listening to us in Montreal, Slamming Sammy. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Sound subdued tonight. What, do you have a cold?
Excuse me. I just had to clean my
Okay.
Okay. I.E. the Holocaust. Julie's father is a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
Okay, so this, like I said, I have trouble pronouncing his name, so I've given up. Let's just call him the guy I most likely want to put in front of a hockey net, not even with a jock on.
Amadidajah, that's who you're talking about.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like I said last night, have the five hardest shots in the NHL, take a shot at him, not hit his head, hit down south, if you know what I mean. Oh, but that's besides the point. And
speaking of hockey, let's just cut right to the chase.
Yes,
people
okay.
who have listened, Sam has called my show from the very first day. I think I've been doing this 3.5 years, and we always talk about hockey. I used to get, in New York, they loved it when I talked about hockey. When I was in Dallas, Texas, doing a sports show, they didn't like it at first because they weren't a hockey state. It was more about football and everything else, so it's like, you can... lay down on the hockey talk and talk more about football. But you and I obviously like hockey. So what's your prediction for the Red Wings-Penguins series?
First of all, before I make my prediction, how do you like Dallas's new choice as head coach?
I love the new choice. I think the new Crawford. Crawford, I think, will do a great job there. It's unfortunately for Tippett, it's sad because I think he thought he was okay with Joe Nieuwendyk there, but no.
No, okay, and he's bilingual, so I was, like I said, I watch both the French and English sports shows, and I have this strange feeling, guys who are, we had Dave Tippett, so we can get away with certain things, Mark Crawford, I wouldn't be surprised if he ruffles a few feathers. You know what? Good. By the way, Detroit 3, Pittsburgh 1.
Okay, so you say Detroit. Yeah, I say Detroit, too. I think it could be by 2 goals. I think Detroit wins it. I'd be surprised if the Penguins pull it out, but, geez, you never know after that big win the other night. And
right.
There's nothing, Sam, like a Game 7.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, I love it. Love those Game 7s, baby.
And I remember the last time the Canadians won the Stanley Cup. I can't believe how many years ago it was. Boom, boom, boom. My sister and brother-in-law... had a bookstore that was west, it's still there, but the Forum's no longer there. It was east of the Forum, so unfortunately, how if from past experiences, how people tend to, and it's not too much how Canadian fans, it's just people who just want to rock the boat. So I remember calling my brother-in-law that day, and I said, "Do you want me to come down and help with security?" He said, "If anything happens to you, your sister will never talk to me again." So he remembers telling me, left of his store. Left of his store, place was totally trashed. Right of his store, totally trashed. His store, not even touched. So it proves that, even the Canadians didn't know what was going on, because if you know anything about true hockey fans, they're not like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I completely agree. So we'll see if prediction comes true. Sam, enjoy the game.
You bet. You take care.
All right, Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hi. Care less about that redneck sport, but I will be watching the game tomorrow. So.
Touche.
I swear, it wasn't Crawford the one that coached the Avalanche to the 2 cups they won?
He did, yes. He's a good coach, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think they lost one of the finals to Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. So
they did.
It's funny he's coaching the other side now. But anyway, Kate, I guess, I was going to ask you if you knew about that election going on over there, and maybe we'll get a little bit of luck and we don't got put up with this idiot anymore,
Yeah, so I hope so, but the problem is, Don, there's a lot of Ahmadinejad supporters, too, so it's real. What I heard, somebody emailed me, it's a long story, but I used to babysit when I was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey for an Iranian family, and I still have connections to them, and some of their family is back in Iran, and they emailed me. We've been talking about the elections. In fact, I was going to have them on the show, and I probably will, but to talk about what it's like. But what I what it was described to me is there's a lot of tension because a lot of the younger people hate Ahmadinejad, and they like his biggest challenger, who seems to be much more open-minded to the rest of the world. So we'll see if he gets booted out.
Yeah, but they ain't the one calling the shots. It's Khamenei, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
Ayatollah there, you know, so.
Sure.
Anyway, just a couple other things. You know, I'm convinced that every coach in the Eastern Conference is a moron and an idiot in the NBA. I can't believe the mistakes I watch from teams from that conference. I mean, tonight, you're sitting there with a 3-point lead with 11 seconds left.
I saw.
The Lakers have got the ball, and the only way that they can win the game is they got to take a three to tie it. You know, there's no other time to mess around. And they just leave they leave Fisher open, which, by the way, you know us here in Utah, we despise L.A. and the Lakers because it's been it hasn't been that great of a rivalry, but we despise them. But the fact that Fisher sits, you know, should still have a Jazz uniform on, and, of course, you know the story about how he was let out of his contract because his little girl needed an eye cancer doctor, and there was one in Philly, one in New York, and one in L.A., and I'm thinking when Larry Miller let him out, I'm like, well, make sure he can't go play for the Lakers, you know.
Guess what?
Sure enough, who's knocked us out the last 2 years in the playoffs? The Lakers, you know.
Of course.
Anyway, Larry was still a good guy. It was just the worst decision he ever made in basketball. He should have said, hey, Eric, I'll let you out. You just can't play for the Lakers.
I agree. Absolutely.
But anyway, though, so they're going to want another title, unfortunately, but you think they get bored of it. I mean, what, there's about 15 or 16 titles now or something like that, you know? I mean, you know, it's like they think that they're the only ones that should win a title every year. I mean, that's the arrogance of a Laker fan.
The technical director of the show, Matt Johnson, is just loving on you, Don, for saying this stuff because he hates the Lakers. The Lakers would wrap up their 15th title if they do this on Sunday. Oh. And so I can understand you hating the Lakers because the Utah connection, you're right. You can't be a Utah fan and like the Lakers at all.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing, Kate. You know, I saw this a couple months ago, this big poster that said that taking a Pelham 1-2-3. And you know how much I love Denzel Washington. I do not want one of his movies. You know, he's one of my top three guys, and Travolta's okay, I guess, although I'm jealous he's got that good-looking wife. But anyways, but, you know, I don't know, boy, because I was a kid when the original came out with Walter Matthau. And Robert Shaw and Martin Balsam and what's Ben Stiller's dad's name? I can't think of his name, first name, but anyway, and they were all in that.
Jerry
and,
Stiller.
Know, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, Jerry Stiller. And you know, that I just, as a kid, that was just like, that movie just always has stuck out as just one of my favorites when I was a kid, you know, you know, the end scene there when he's up against the rail And so, I know, and this one looks really good, the action and everything to it, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like it could be a good remake, but I feel the same way as you. Sometimes the remakes miss the mark, and recently I went back and watched that movie, and it was tremendous. It was so well done. I don't know if the current one will live up to it, but I feel about Denzel the way you do, so we'll see. Hang with us, everybody. Sports Shorts next.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Down on cigarettes. If you're a smoker and you have that nicotine addiction, which I think is one of the hardest things to shake. I mean, people do everything they can between the patch and smoke enders and all the many, many ways there are to try to quit smoking. And sometimes it's just that good old-fashioned cold turkey. But I've seen people go through this where they quit and then it gets a hold of them again years later and whatever, and it's really a tough habit to break, despite the fact that we know what can happen after a prolonged period of smoking cigarettes, or at least your chances, your odds of getting maybe some form of cancer, certainly. Now that's all going to change because the FDA, I'm sure, is going to crack down big time on cigarettes. The ads will change, the whole glamorization of smoking will change, and I think, more importantly, the product itself will be manipulated a little bit, and with the nicotine buzz that people are getting will change because there'll be, I think, the amounts that go into the cigarettes, there'll be probably levels that will be instituted. We'll see. The Senate said thumbs up. They passed it with flying colors. The House did. Now Obama, who is a smoker, will get the bill, and he's absolutely said he's going to sign it. So we know that that's going to happen. It's just a question of implementation, and I think they'll bring it on pretty quickly. I promised that we would do sports shorts, and, of course, the big story is the fact that we still have the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals going on, but Phil Mickelson is back playing a warm-up tournament for the U.S. Open, and he's in the hunt in this. And he's a guy who's dealing with a wife who has cancer, who hasn't had surgery yet. They're trying to deal with the options and figure out going through the whole testing, but they caught it early. But he says he's been, you know, he'll just start to cry because all of a sudden he feels all this emotion he didn't feel before. And how many men listening to that can relate to it? How many people have lost family members to breast cancer? I saw my grandfather go through it awful. My grandmother died when she was, I want to say, 49 years old from breast cancer. But let's swing into lighter stuff and sports shorts and all that that contains. Kobe Bryant, just one win away from an NBA title, his fourth. Derek Fisher was the man. We're going to let you hear the tail end of what happened between the Lakers and the Orlando Magic.
Bryant spinning in the lane, back for Gasol, ready pass, and it's back to a three-point game. Lewis looking, just gets it in time. Turkoglu on the drive, Turkoglu for three, won't go. Lewis tips it out, but Gasol, the only one there, and a pass to the basket to throw it down. Lakers go up by five with 21.6 remaining. Bryant. Against Peaches, here comes the double. Up top to Fisher, straight on three. Puts it in. Derek Fisher with another clutch three. And the Lakers, Turkoglu driving, looking inside. Now pulls back, fires up the three. Won't go. Rebound tip. Still loose. Ariza batted, and Fisher comes away with it. Magic have to foul. They throw it ahead. And the Lakers are going to take a 3-1 lead in this series.
All right, so they do have the 3-1 lead. We'll see what happens on Sunday. Fisher was the guy who forced the overtime with a three-pointer with 4.6 seconds to go in regulation. He drilled another one with 31.3 seconds. You heard the call there. He mentioned about Derek Fisher, and that's, again, to go in overtime. The Lakers outlast the Magic in the end. 99-91 was the final score. It's interesting. It was the first time since 84 when Magic Johnson's Lakers and Larry Bird's Celts actually hooked up on the floor that two games in a finals have gone to overtime. I didn't even realize this. And Kobe Bryant finished with 32 points, 8 assists, 7 boards. So the Lakers are 7-0 following a loss in this postseason. So interesting. Unless they force another one, the Magic will be remembered, I think, for this game, but partly because they let this one get away. This was a game that was winnable by the Magic. I was watching this game, and Dwight Howard was just terrific, hitting everywhere, but at the free throw line when they needed him to. So Superman was stopped dead there, and Fisher just had a career. He's known for memorable shots, and he had him again. Matt, what do you think's going to happen? Do you think the Lakers take this on Sunday?
Yeah, unfortunately, I totally believe that.
Unfortunately, you feel exactly like Don in Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, these last two games, the Magic should have won both of them.
I know.
But I just can't believe it. Not the last two games, last three, I guess.
Three. Yeah.
Because the Magic had the lead in both games, that the last two that they lost, and it just, they didn't have it go their way. I mean,
no, they had, remember in game three, they were shooting. They had 63% shooting, which was incredible. They had a great game. And but in this one, they saw it vanish again because what were they, even at the end, in letting that open three shot, I don't know. That was a blunder to me.
Yeah, definitely. And they should have followed Fisher. Jameer Nelson was on them, but should have followed them. I don't know what they were doing there at the end of regulation.
Right.
And then, I mean, if you go back to game two, if Lee hits that alley-oop, I mean, it's game over for the Lakers right there, too.
That's right.
They've had chances. You can't say that they didn't. And Dwight Howard missing free throws. If he hits one of those free throws,
they're
then
in.
Fisher's three doesn't even matter.
Right.
But I don't know. What can you do?
You just roll on, and you know, I'll tell you, if I'm, this is the deal. If I'm the Magic, though, and I'm this close and I can smell it, screw it. I go to L.A., and I feel like I'm Superman. I just go, and I don't care. I don't care about the celebrities that are in gobs all over the court. I just go, and I play all out. I just throw it all out there on the court, and that's what I do. I just don't even think. I don't even let the thoughts go in my head, and then I try to push another game. That's what winners do anyway, well, and who's to say they can't?
They got to win the next game at home, though.
Well, absolutely, but... Well, yeah. Do that and then force the game seven, rather. So
right.
Do that and then force the game seven. So that's exactly what I would. That's exactly what I would think. I just wouldn't even put. I would just put it out of my head.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of work to do, and especially, I mean, the Lakers have come out flat a couple times. You've seen Kobe Bryant melt down there in Game Three. If you go back to last year. When they put up
Boston
performance in Boston, and they just got done by about 30 points, it can happen. So it's not quite over, but it looks like it's over.
Yeah, maybe what I would do is maybe I'd watch some of that Boston series.
Exactly, just get yourself fired up.
Exactly, get fired up by it, not think about it, and not think about what happened, because that's what you have to do anyway. When you're a pro athlete, when you're playing in a series, if you bungle a series, you just move on from that. I mean, if you feel like you let the chance slip away, you just that's how you win. You just have to move on from it. It's one game. You're taking it one game at a time. That's what you have to do mentally. So if they do that, then maybe there's a chance they come back in the next game.
And by the way, on Friday, I am taking the Young Guns.
On Friday, you're taking the Young Guns. So you're taking the Penguins.
Yep. I think they're going to do it.
Oh, you like the Penguins over the...
I think they're
going to
do it.
Now, why do you think that? I think Fleury's going to get peppered with shots, and I think he's an incredible goaltender, but I think an extra goal or two is going to slip through, and I think the lines are going to be pretty steady, and the defense is going to be pretty good for the Wings.
Yeah, but the Wings, they like to match up Lidstrom and Rafalski on Malkin and Crosby all the time. They did it last game. Maybe they're tiring them out a little bit, and the youth and energy is going to prevail.
All right, you like the youth. I'm going old school. I like the Red Wings. I think that, and there isn't a pattern in this either. Sometimes there's a pattern, but I don't think you see. I was reading something today, and I thought, oh, that's dead on, that column, that there isn't really a great pattern in this one. And it's been tough to predict for a lot of people. So it's the same thing. You can throw a lot of what you normally would think out of the mix, because now a game seven, especially after that dramatic win by the Penguins, there is something to momentum, and they got some momentum after that game.
And they did
absolutely.
Well.
They had the blowout game. See, and that's the thing. They were blown out. The Red Wings blew out the Penguins, and they came back and pushed it. And it was a squeaker, and they did it. And so they set the stage for the one-game showdown.
And if you go back to Game 7 against the Capitals, they took them down there, and that was on the road as well. So,
yep.
They got previous experience.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So we're going with the teams closest to our ages then, huh?
Yeah.
You're taking
I'm
the old
sure
vets,
the Penguins
are the young guns.
The Penguins. I'm not quite as old as Chris Chelios, certainly, but I know who he is. Probably know more about him than you do. So you're right. So you go with the young guns. I go with the old school guys that are going to pull it out. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, whether they bring it in or not. I mentioned in hockey that Phil Mickelson was playing, getting ready for the U.S. Open, and just how big that is. Because, of course, the U.S. Open, our Open, is always big anyway. So John Daly is going to return to the PGA Tour, and he has. He started at the St. Jude Classic as well. He's trying to reincarnate himself yet again. He is the blue-collar hero to people across the land. They want this guy to do well. I'm talking about cigarette smoking. The last time I saw John Daly, he was out on the course smoking cigarettes. He's a big-time smoker. He tries to quit, and then when he quits, he ends up eating M&Ms. That's his big deal. So he shot an opening round 72 at the St. Jude. Mickelson shot a 68 in his return, and like I said, he's carrying the heavy burden of his wife's cancer around with him, but the fans are so supporting Phil Mickelson, because everybody knows what he's going through. Hang with us. World events coming up around the bend.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The whip, once it becomes official, meaning signed into law by the president, he said he's going to do it, so I'm sure he will, and it'll just be a matter of implementation and ultimately what that fight becomes between the government and the cigarette companies. And speaking of fighting or giving up on fighting, Obama is giving up on, bringing the released Gitmo inmates to the U.S. How about that? After all this tug of war over Guantanamo, and what should happen, and what should happen to the 240 people that are there and haven't been processed and all that other sort of stuff, they pretty much have abandoned the plans to allow the detainees who have been cleared for release to live in the United States. That's what they said yesterday. So that pretty much reflects the, some of what you've been hearing in Congress, that opposition to letting those prisoners come to the United States and complicating, you know, the efforts to try to get the others, meaning the countries, to accept them. right? So the Guantanamo thing, for now, I'll call it, it's on ice. How about that? I'm going to score that a victory for now, because I was not supporting that idea whatsoever. I don't care what prison you could tell me they would be in, and oh, how they can't radicalize anyone because they're separate. They'll be separate from the regular population, and it's a ridiculous idea. Blah, blah, blah. 800-259-5791 if you want to join the conversation. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Well, you know, since you're talking about Guantanamo, and that is in Cuba, and mm-hmm. I like salsa music, you know what I'm going to do for you? Just to lighten it up, we're going to have a salsa intro. All right? Are you ready? And I want you to get up, you know, take your headphones off, grab that, and you and Matt are going to do a little Roomba there, all right? Here we go.
Let's hear it.
You got to listen to Kate late at night, yes. You got to listen, because nothing else compares to Kate. Nada más compara con Kate. America Tonight, there's nothing else that compares with the Kate Show. Better than CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, even better than Fox. Right, are you dancing now, Kate? Huh?
We are dancing. We are cutting a rug.
Listen to this now. If you want to hear the news, if you want in-depth interviews, if you want to know about Kobe or maybe even hockey, Kate will tell you how it goes, because that old girl, woo, she's in the know. All right. Wait, that's it. That's it.
I love it. Woohoo! Do we have some applause from the studio audience? I love it. Oh, Tomas, you are so clever. That was so well done. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a good CD. It's called Rhythms del Mundo, and there's a story behind it. Back in the 50s, before Castro took over, you know, there were a lot of musicians playing in the casinos there, and there was one place called the Buena Vista Social Club.
That's right.
And when Castro came in, I guess the cats that were, you know, jamming there, they weren't revolutionary enough or whatever. They got kicked out, and they stopped playing for like 40 years until this jazz guy from America, you know, was listening to this LP. And I don't know if anybody knows what an LP is anymore, you know, but it looks like a flat, giant CD. But anyway, but, you know, he heard them, and he said, man, I wonder if these guys are still alive. And he went to Cuba, and he went all over the island asking, have you seen this guy? Have you seen this guy? Oh, I think he lives over on the other side of the island now. He found them all, and they were like in their 70s and 80s. And he put them together, and they toured the world, and they had, you know, just it was just tremendous to see these old guys playing and singing again. And they went to New York. They hadn't been to New York ever, you know, and it's quite
the whole Buena Vista Social Club. There's a bunch of CDs. You're right. There's
right.
A bunch of CDs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's terrific stuff.
And this one, Ritmos, Rhythms del Mundo, they do like they take English songs, and then they you know, slide them into a little Spanish style there. So, anyway, just
I
wanted
love
to,
it.
You know.
Lighten it up. It's good.
All right. And we're
Thank
waiting
you,
for the video of you and Matt dancing in the street, in the rain.
Yeah, we'll post that
combo
on the website. I love
All
it.
Right.
Thank you. Hey, Matt, that was pretty good. I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
I love that he is fearless too, that he will just get on and sing and write a lyric or two.
He's singing on national syndicated radio.
I know. So everybody in Connecticut heard that. All those people listening in Vermont, all those people listening in Dallas, Texas on KVCE heard that. Yeah, that takes some cojones, let's say.
I'd sing, but I don't wake up the neighborhood with the dogs barking.
I'm not much of a singer either.
Got a horrible voice.
I do too. I have a terrible singing voice. See, that's what this is what the nuns do to you. When you go to Catholic school, when you're a kid, you know, you're just 8 years old, whatever, you get your, they demand that you sing on cue. And when you don't have that choir type voice, oh man, they just bag on you. They were just bag on my voice. So I never had a shot at having a good voice because I was too paranoid right from the get go. I just couldn't hit those high notes on Ave Maria. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I sing all around the studio here and bug people with it, but I'm not good at it. So there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference when somebody can hit the notes, absolutely, and they have that, have the voice, that's for sure. Like I said, I give him all the credit in the world. He gets our gold star for the week. An A for effort, Tomas, in Michigan. Awesome, exactly. I was mentioning this, a couple of details on this FDA thing, a bill to increase the power for the Food and Drug Administration so that they can actually regulate the manufacturing, the marketing, and the sale of tobacco products cleared the Senate on Thursday. Geez, I wonder how many people are feeling a little worried about that. And Ted Kennedy said miracles still happen. That's what was posted on his website, longtime senator from Massachusetts. So he said the United States Senate has finally said no to big tobacco. I was, frankly, stunned, because for decades, you know, any of this conversation was squelched immediately. So what will happen to the cigarette industry, that's the big question. What are cigarettes going to look like in the future? The Senate voted, too, overwhelmingly, 79-17 for the measure. So it's very similar to the bill that they had already readied up and passed by the House. And like I said, it's just Obama now that will sign off on this. And what will happen is it'll give, they say anyway, it'll give the scientists and medical experts at the FDA the ability to take steps to reduce the harmful effects and prevent tobacco companies from marketing their products to kids. And I think I told this story, maybe it was last week, and I didn't realize this. They hire 16-year-olds to go into convenience stores and whatnot and ask for cigarettes. And that's how they crack down on who's not checking IDs, who's not checking to see who's, you know, the age of the people going in buying the cigarettes. So, of course, the Senate opposition, where do you think it came from? Kentucky and North Carolina, South Carolina and Georgia. But breaking massive tradition, the two senators from Virginia, that's a big tobacco state, they supported it too. Now, the group that owns Philip Morris, which is the biggest cigarette company, said it's an important step forward on the legislation. But they also expressed, and this is the other side of this that I'm surprised nobody's called about, but First Amendment reservations about provisions, including those that could restrict a manufacturer's ability to communicate truthful information to adult consumers. These are their words, not mine, and tobacco products. Wow. You know, I tried to get a hold of R.J. Reynolds, and of course they really didn't have any comment, but I think we're going to see some interesting things happen in the next couple of months once this is signed into law. You can shoot me an email on that or other things, americatonight.net. Remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Get on that horse, go around that carousel, and reach out and grab the brass ring.